Well, we're still working, number one, so.
Oh, that's right, it's Friday, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we're still going through the process, and but he's better today than he was yesterday, so.
So you like his chances of at least being able to, if you had him as limited today when he didn't practice, you like him being able to do something?
I think tomorrow will be the biggest indicator, obviously, with us going to the practice field. And as I stated earlier in the week, we'll give Tremont Williams every opportunity all the way up till game time to play.
He's been a pretty durable guy over the years. I mean, some people are, is he just a tough guy, or are some people just naturally able to fight through things, or I guess he's...
Tremont Williams, you know, definitely very durable, very impressive athlete in the strength and conditioning. He's always been impressive in there. Takes great care of his body. He's a pro. I mean, he's an old school pro. I don't think there's any question when we got back here Monday that he was going to do everything that he could to play in this game. So I have great confidence in him. And I hate to be redundant, but I'm going to give him every opportunity to play in the game.
Mike, how significant is the injury for Sam? Do you think it's beyond Sunday?
Couldn't tell you. He's getting better, though.
What happened there?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. I mean, have you ever seen a guy just come off the beginning of a series? I mean, much something happened in the series before, but have you ever
Well, he pivoted on it. You know, obviously, it's a knee strain, so he injured it sometime before, and when he pivoted on it, that's it gave out on him.
Like, what do you think of how Brad Jones played after he lost Jamari? And is he, he's been a starter for you in the past. If he has to go again, do you feel better with him with a week of preparation, kind of being back in the swing of being a starter if Jamari can't go?
Brad Jones?
Yeah.
Brad Jones did some really good things, and you know, as we state all the time, I mean, Brad has technically started a lot of games for us, but we're going to play with more than 11. And you know, linebacker position is particularly inside is something that has rotation to it. You know, not as much as the outside linebacker, but he'll definitely play in the game.
Are you concerned about Dayton that yesterday he wasn't able to?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at a path, but you know he's struggling laterally right now, and until he gets that back, you know he can't. You know it does make sense to push it forward. I thought he fought through last Saturday's practice, but he's had a setback.
How's Treader looked to you this week? J.C.
Treader, I thought he did some really good things yesterday in the padded work. You know, and he definitely needed to see some things that he hasn't seen since training camp. You know, there's a couple bull rushes that, you know, obviously, just with his, you know, way he's built, that people are going to test him at. So it was great to have him out there. He looks good.
Because of the way Corey's played, do you want to try and work him, maybe use him as kind of your new Don Barkley, potentially, where he could play other spots? Or what are you kind of thinking the next couple weeks?
I think J.C. has the ability to play multiple positions, no doubt about it. I actually took reps at multiple positions yesterday in the opponent squad. So, yeah, we're trying to give J.C. as much work as we possibly can, particularly in the opponent stuff, where if he's pulling and just get him as many athletic movements, different assignments, different techniques, just try to catch him up in the padded work.
Like, obviously, he has to be activated for you guys to be able to use him. But, I mean, the depth at that spot now, how do you feel about that, considering some of the questions coming into the season after you lose Evan, kind of what you have now?
Oh, you're talking about center position?
Yeah.
Yeah, center position feel very good about. Garth has done a lot of good things for us. He's been steady. You know, obviously, Corey is a rookie. He's playing very, very well. You know, having J.C. back. And, you know, let's not forget, you got Josh sitting and T.J. that definitely have the ability to jump in there. So I think we have excellent depth at the center position.
Carolina's obviously a good team. They were really good last year. Do you guys need to play a really good game against a really good team? And would that mean something? I guess I was kind of looking back over some of the losses in past years that they've been against a super upper echelon teams. I guess do you need to beat a really good team? I mean, what would that mean, do you think?
I mean, it's week 7. You know, so we're trying to win our fifth game. That's really the focus. You know, who determines who's a really good team? The statistics? So all I know is this is a good team, good, very good football team coming in here. They had a game last week that I'm sure that there's things that went on in that game that that they've emphasized and how they game plan against us. So, I mean, really, all that other stuff is complete nonsense. I mean, these are two very good football teams that are trying to improve their records. More importantly, we need to play better. You know, our play style has been good. Our quality of play needs to increase, and we need to do whatever we have to do to win the game. That's really as far as it goes.
Like, where do you think you haven't played as well as you want? Like, when you say your quality of play,
I mean, let's be honest. Quality of play is never where you want. I mean, it's the saying of, you know, chasing, you know, trying to be perfect and catching excellence on the way. So we're not at the level of excellence. And it really takes a full season to judge, you know, what you're able to accomplish over the season. But, you know, it's I don't feel we've played our best football yet as a football team. And to me, that's a positive. And your preparation leads to performance. And if Wednesdays and Thursdays practices are any indication, I think we'll definitely take a step forward.
Cam had the 400-yard passing game last time you guys played him. After Don was talking about this yesterday, Kaepernick had the read option game in the playoffs, and then the opener he threw for a bunch of. Is it a challenge to focus on the read option and do a good job against it and still stop the pass? Are those two in any way related?
That's an excellent point, because that's really what happens to you in a week preparation. Because we've had excessive reps against the read option this week, particularly in our padded practice. So we had, you know, we've taken just one period and didn't. That's all we did, because I wanted the defense to see the speed of it and to get the proper run fits and the different variations that they've shown on film, and particularly with the athlete. The size of the athlete that Cam Newton is. I mean, he's a different athlete when he runs the football. So, but with that, you have to find a time and adjust your schedule to make sure you're preparing for their passing game too. There's a lot more to their offense than just the read option. So, it's definitely a balancing act. It's something we talked about as a staff on Monday to make sure to, you know, you want to take care of the reps as far as our defensive players seeing the read option, but, you know, let's make sure we're getting ready for the rest of their offense.
Did that period, I don't mean this as disrespect to Matt Flynn or Scott Tolzien, but who did you have at quarterback?
They split it, you know. Yeah, you're saying that with a smirk, and I'm going to tell them about that too when I leave here. It's I think it's disrespectful. Did you ever see Matt playing in college?
I did, but they're not. Yeah.
Matt Flynn ran more quarterback power plays, I think, than anybody I'd seen at that point in my career.
Okay.
Yeah, that in the bubble, you know, bubble screen, and, you know, won a national championship doing it. So no, they did a good job.
Yeah. Two more. So, how you mentioned the size? Is that what makes Cam Newton different in the zone read than Kaepernick and some of the guys you face?
Well, I mean, they're all, you know, every quarterback has a style. You know, they all have different body types. Kaepernick's a very strong, you know, individual himself too. But you know, Cam Newton's is a big man, and he's extremely athletic, and he's a good runner inside and out. And I think that's where he's different than most of the other guys.
Someone probably had to do with the quarterbacks last year, but you weren't up to your usual standard in zone offense. You guys are back up there pretty high in ranking so far. Is there anything?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, good.
Was that more of an emphasis, or is there anything you can point to there for six games?
You know, really, when you have a season like we did, in any situational offense, defense, or special teams, you feel like you need to emphasize it. You know, if you go back to the OTAs, you go back to the training camp, you take more reps. We've spent more time on the red zone, really, as a football team, and, you know, we're seeing some benefits of that. You know, but at the end of the day, I think it's about staying in clean plays, and, you know, we're getting the ball in the end zone instead of kicking field goals, and, you know, we need to keep doing that. But, it's, you know, credit goes to the players, but it was definitely an emphasis where more time and more energy was spent towards it in the offseason.
In week 7, how do you like the new practice schedule? Practicing on Saturday.
I like it. It's okay. The players love it, so I guess that's a good thing too. Fridays are very distorted, just for me personally. We get a lot of work done. I was worried about the amount of work that we were able to get done as far as the teaching. That actually has increased. More so where we're spending more time as groups. You know, we got more positions doing things together. So that's been very beneficial in our learning. That's reflected in our mental errors. Our mental errors are way down. You know, it's something you worry about when you don't practice as long. So the theory of quality over quantity is working. You worry about your young guys in particular not getting the amount of time on the field. So just the things I was concerned about, we've been hitting the targets. So our preparation's been good. And I think the players really enjoy Fridays because it really gives them a chance to get their bodies back. And the work on Saturday is obviously lighter than it was on Friday. So they obviously like that too.